Unfortunately, I had a wonderfully happy childhood of little note. If you are to become a writer, it helps immensely to have suffered a miserable upbringing, rife with trauma. Ideally with a drunken father who beat you and a mother who was a prostitute, albeit a saint when not turning tricks. But just my luck, nothing of the sort. Nor for that matter have I ever been placed in any real jeopardy, found myself in a perfect storm, or even been afforded the opportunity to display heroics, all the personal experiences that writers thrive on. The one and only time I was actually in anything approximating proximity to anything remotely dangerous was at the 1996 Olympics in Atlanta, when some nut blew up a bomb in Centennial Park, which was right outside my hotel room. As it happened, though, loud bands had been playing nightly in the park. I had complained about this at the bar one evening, and Edwin Pope of the Miami Herald had given me an extra set of spectacular earplugs that molded to the ear. So I inserted them, and that very night the bomb exploded and sirens wailed, and entire battalions of law enforcement troops marched about right outside my window, but I heard not a peep. We often speak of people who are larger than the sum of their parts. I imagine, I'm the other way around, that the sum of my parts is larger than me.